Hello and welcome to another edition of the Solid Rock Minnesota podcast. It's a place to swing by for a brief moment for some stories and news and things to ponder. It's a place to take a small pause from your busy life. So grab yourself a cup of coffee or a mug of tea or a pop, as we like to call it here in the North Country, and kick back for a moment. Take a breather. Down the dirt road from us, we have neighbors that we visit back and forth. They are our friends, Karen and Wayne. Over the past few years, we've had the chance to get to know one another and share many interests and activities living on the same road for the past 20 years or more. Well, last weekend was the fishing opener for us here in the Minnesota North Country. It's one of the few things in spring that offers a glimpse of coming out of a long winter and the beginnings of entering into the mosquito and thunderstorm and tornado days of summer. While usually around the opener it's cold and rainy or a mix of sleet and snow, and some of the more northern lakes not even having ice out, this opener was an exception to the rule. Not only was it warmer than it's been over the past couple weeks, but it actually was sunny and minimal wind, so it was just a beautiful day to actually go out and fish. But oftentimes on the opener, just being that we're close to lakes and we can get out there anytime we want, we'll skip it and leave it for those that drive up from the cities and make the trek out to the busy lakes on opening day. My best half and I had a chance recently, though, to meet up with our friends Karen and Wayne out at one of the lakes around here to do some fishing for some crappies and sunnies the day before the opener. It was a chance to hit a lake before the crowds of pontoons and bass boats came lurking around the fishing piers and the shoreline. So we made plans to meet up at the lake nearby and do some shore fishing and see if we could catch a few fish coming into shallow, warmer water to spawn. The plan was to meet around 7 or 8 o'clock and spend a little time together. We got to the shoreline around 8, and Wayne and Karen had already been there since 6:30 or so, scoping out the shoreline. Wayne had caught some small stuff but threw it back. We decided to go and try the actual fishing pier since there was no one there fishing. Everyone was on the shoreline as we had several inches of rain and the water level was pretty high, and no one wanted to get wet walking through the water just to get up on the dock, except for one other person besides us. So Wayne and I schlepped through the water and hopped on the dock while our spouses stayed on shore and visited with each other. Unlike Wayne and me, our spouses aren't as intense and into fishing as we are. Once we were there, we casted out our lines and we came upon lots of huge, plump, fat crappies and sunnies. One by one, with each cast, the fish were chomping on our hooks. First a few, then a dozen, and then pretty soon the bucket was full to the brim with huge panfish. All around us, people were fishing, but they weren't catching like we were. We were enjoying reeling in some big fish. This was my first time fishing with Wayne. I like to usually fish alone, oftentimes just because I can go where I want and not have to keep a conversation going with another person. It becomes more of a time of a quiet solitude with nature and my surroundings, kind of a chance to regenerate my soul. That day out on the dock, I realized fishing with Wayne was like looking in the mirror. His fishing style is much like mine. There was no fancy equipment and tackle that he was changing out every few minutes to try to get that elusive walleye. There was just him and a simple rod and reel and a hook and a bobber, slamming and hauling in fat fish one after another. Our conversation on the dock that day was bits and pieces of other fishing memories we shared as kids and places we had fished. Nothing urgent, nothing that even required a response more than a nod or an occasional, yeah. There was a quiet solitude and friendship there between me and Wayne. A time to just gaze out on the lake and watch our bobbers dancing up and down on the water. A chance to reel in some nice fish. Well, it wasn't too long after setting up on the dock that we had enough fish to call it a successful morning. It was time to go and walk back into the reality of our day. As we were leaving, Wayne and Karen loaded up the fish and invited us for a fish fry. I'm not sure if it could get any better than that first morning fishing this year. Not only did we catch some nice big fish, but we got invited to the fish fry. And it wouldn't involve me having to fillet any fish or really do any frying of the fish. Talk about a win-win situation. That never happens to me. I always have to fillet them and fry them. And it's a lot of work when you have so many panfish. Well, we headed down the road to their house in the evening, and we were welcomed into their home with the smell of fresh sunnies and crappies in the pan and a feast that left my stomach full and my heart filled to the brim with gratitude for our friends down the dirt road. Here's to some great fishing times. Tight lines, everyone. You've been listening to the podcast of Solid Rock, Minnesota. We're honored and happy you've taken the time from your busy day to give us a listen. If you've enjoyed spending just a few minutes with us, please tell your family and friends to stop by and check us out. Feel free to leave a comment here and subscribe to the Solid Rock, Minnesota podcast. You can also stop by and pick up a free bumper sticker. Just visit our website at www.solidrockminnesota.com. Until next time, may you be surrounded with life, laughter, family, and friends, people who truly know you. Many blessings.